called Just Say No. So throughout this message, you get to participate. You're going to say no about a zillion times. All right. Because the more you say things, the more you use your five senses, it just gets in you. So just want to warn you, I'm going to be going, say no. How many of you remember a campaign? Oh, gosh, it's probably coming up a decade. My time flies when you're having fun. Where it was called Just Say No. And it was a campaign against drugs. And there were billboards and magazines, and it was just all over the place. And the world finally discovered that the little word no was pretty important. Anybody remember that? Got me. He said no. All right. Now, how many of you remember having toddlers, or you still have toddlers? And one of their first, the top 10 words they learn is da-da, mama, mine, and no. Okay, and then the word that you learn as a parent really quick is not da-da, ma-ma-ma. It's no, don't eat that. No, don't throw that. No, don't bite. And a whole lot of no's, okay? And then I thought I would just be this really amazing mom, and I would say, please don't. I would go, please don't, because I didn't want to be so negative with my children and training them up why they're not to do things. And after about three please don'ts, it was just no. So anyway, that was interesting. So no is a little word, and I want you to rediscover it. I want you just to be refreshed in this word. No. Everybody? No. No. Okay. Now, first of all, the first person to use no is God. The first person to use no, to advocate the concept of no, was God. So I felt great as a parent. I was going to say no. Okay. And the first things he's no is for is no, to say no to the devil, to say no to people that want to put you in bondage. Anybody know some of those? Okay. Or no. Now this one gets you all the time. The Lord God said no. So we would deny ourself, because myself can get myself in some trouble. So the Lord God Almighty started with no. Now, I truly believe whether you're a Christian or not, you ought to learn that word really quick. And you should use it. And you should use it with authority. So we're going to learn about no. All righty. Now, how many of you have ever been in a situation where you wish you had said no, and you said yes? Good. Yeah. And I was going to write some up. So I'm going to give an example of a nice one. That's so bad. So you wished you had said no, but you said yes. Someone asked you to do something. Maybe you got pressured in or enticed in, and you said yes instead of no. So I was telling the stories yesterday about growing up. And one of those stories where a bunch of my friends said, Dee, let's cut school and go down to the shore. I lived in North Jersey. We could get there in about 30, 40, 50, I don't know anymore. I haven't been there so long. We could go to the shore. And I was like, oh, I don't know, I don't know. I should have said that. No, I don't know, I don't know. But I ended by saying yes. I thought it was a great idea. Talk about, okay, what happens when you go to the beach in the summer, in June? Okay, so we're cutting school. Guess who does not know about it? Parents, all right, right? So we cut school, we go to the beach, we have a great time, and then we weren't too smart on getting the directions getting home, and we went on a toll road, the Garden State Parkway, and we're on it, and we come to where you have to pay to get off the toll road, and we're high school kids, we don't have money. So we pull over, the guy says, just pull over because we don't have money, and we are frisking the car, the seats, the trunk, and we managed to scrounge up, probably back in that day was $1.50, which to me probably was $1 million, and now you go $1.50, what's it cost to go off the bridge now? $7, $15 to go across the city bridge, it's just crazy. So anyway, so that part I started really was realizing wasn't so good. And then we got home. And your parents looked at you. And we are son Chris burned, okay? So maybe your yes was a little inconvenient, but maybe your yes turned into sin. Mine was sin. Okay. Now, sometimes we say yes when we should have said no. And, you know, it's not too bad. But what I noticed on this trip on the way home was, at that point, I really wasn't fessing up that I had sinned because I had lied to my parents. I was kind of deceived there. But all of a sudden, we start, girls in the back seat, we start complaining, grumbling. These guys, they don't know where we're lost. And, oh, my God, I can't believe we don't have enough money. And so my sin actually led into bigger sin. So it is important to say no at the right time and yes at the right time. So everybody, what are we going to say? No. All right. So I have found out, though, interesting, when I think about when I should have said no or when people should have said no, I'm like, well, why didn't they say no? Why didn't I say no? Better get pointing fingers. Because we get afraid. We're afraid to say no. I'm going to give you just a couple of reasons. I really could have had a whole pile list as I was thinking of reasons why I didn't say no and I said yes. But one of them, we think no is sort of a negative thing. No means you can't have any fun. Right? If I say no, man, I'll never have any fun in life. I won't have any joy in life. And honestly, that's just the total opposite of what no can bring into your life. That's just the opposite. And listen, Christians are supposed to have fun. We are supposed to have fun and joy and peace in our life. I'm rattling off scriptures today. You can scribble them down. Most of them I'm just going to fly by, and I'll tell you later why. Okay, Psalm 51:12. Restore to me again the joy of my salvation. And Galatians 5:22, which you all know is the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and blah, blah, blah. Okay, joy. So the day you asked the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your life, he deposited amazing things into your life. I'm still going, wow, that's in my life. But one of them were the fruits of the Spirit. He put that inside of you. It's in you. All right? Now, but when you're doing right, and doing the will of God, guess what you're going to have? Always, hands down, guaranteed, you will have joy. And matter of fact, when you are doing, okay, the religious way of saying it, the will of God, or you're doing right, you're just following after the Lord, you're in the presence of the Lord. And Veronica tagged my scripture, okay? In the presence of the Lord, there is joy. All right, so every once in a while, you should do a checkup on your joy. Yeah, you should check up. Matter of fact, I had a friend a couple years back said, you know, Dee, you're not looking too happy in life. I'm like, what? So I had to do a checkup. It's sort of like when your gas tank starts going, you see the gauges going down. You need to do something. You need to do something. So if you're not having joy in your life, you need to do something. So this is the checkup. You check and you find out, oh my gosh, the joy in my life is getting a little bit low. All right, so the first thing you should do is you say, search my heart, O Lord, or Holy Spirit, would you come in and help me out? Because I have to fess up. I'm kind of becoming, you know, just a depressed person and whatever, okay? So you ask the Holy Spirit, and he doesn't come in to bang you with a bat. He comes in to bring light to you. So you ask him and say, Lord, open my eyes. If there's areas in my life that, why, I'm not even in joy. And by the way, you ask, he will tell you. And he did. He'll tell you that. And then what you do is you just fess up. Confess. You know, I was doing this. I was doing some yeses when I should have been doing no. And that's why I'm like in this place. I was doing some yeses when I should have been the no's, and I'm in this place, and I confess it as sin, and I ask you to forgive me, and God just pours forgiveness over you always, all right? So when you do that, you get back into the Spirit, and you get back into the presence of God, and you get back into joy. So if your spouse says, you know what? You need to do a little checkup on your gauges because I'm wondering where the joy is. All right, now, spouses are really good at pointing out this stuff. They love you, so listen to them. Alrighty, we're going to go through the Bible, and I'm going to give you some examples of people who said no when they were supposed to, but we're going to start with a bunch that said yes when they should have said no, all right? Yeah, it's always fun to look at somebody else's faults. You just sort of like, man, I'm not that bad. So we're going to look at them, all right? First, let me say this, and God has never been afraid to say no. God has never been afraid to say no. Matter of fact, no is all through the Bible. It comes into little variations like don't. He doesn't say please don't either, by the way, like I was doing with my kids. But from Genesis to Revelation, you will see the word no. God's not afraid to say it. And the first time God said no was in Genesis 2. Now, you can go look it up, write down Genesis 2, 16 and 17. You don't have to put it up there. Most of you know the story. You can write it down, go back and look it up. Genesis 2, God has created Adam and Eve. Oh, yay. And he comes to them and he says, you can, and he's placed them. Not only did he create them, he placed them in the most amazing place. The Garden of Eden. Amazing, beautiful, just better than any vacation in the tropicals you've ever been to. Okay, just wonderful. And he gives them a direction. He says, you can eat from every tree, everything that bears fruit here. You can have a feast, okay, except for one. And he says, you may not eat of this one. You may not eat of this one. Now, what did God just say?
No.
Yeah, that's what he just said. No. All right. Now, how many of you know what happened to Adam and Eve after they disobeyed God's no? Didn't turn out too good. They disobeyed God's two-letter word. No. All right. So sometimes people give me directions and I'm like, I'm like, oh my gosh, this was really simple. Two-letter word. No. All right. So they messed up. Now, question. Was God being mean, a big old meanie, by saying no? Oh, I love you guys. No. Okay. No. Why did God say no? For their protection. For their protection. He knew what would happen if they touched that, ate of that tree. Okay. So, no, if you're taking notes, no is a word many times for your protection. Your personal protection, going, God's got this written in the Word of God. Personal protection, your family's protection, heck, your business protection, even our nation, if they'd follow some no's. All right, we won't go down that road, all right? So, no is a word for, yeah, I see some of you, don't go that way, Pastor D. No is for your protection many times. Now, kids are little. I would say, don't run out in the street. Okay, that was a no, by the way. And it was for their protection. All right. How about when God says, oh, this is often. No, do not have sexual relationships before the marriage covenant. Why? What is he, just a big old prude? No, it's for your protection. There's a lot of cooties running around. All right. Yeah. We got so many drugs for these cooties, it's ridiculous. And yet God said, basically, what is he saying? No. All right. Now, listen, God is called Father, and fathers, good fathers, and our amazing Father love their children, right? They love their children. So we tell them no for their protection. And God says no throughout the Word of God for your protection, because he loves you, he wants to protect you, and he's got a great plan for you, right? Amen. Okay, now, getting back to Adam and Eve, the serpent comes along and tries to make God's no into a yes. Slick, 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 right? All right, so he comes to Eve and he says, oh, Eve, look at that fruit. Doesn't that look yummy? You know, and listen, if you eat it, you'll just be like God. He's trying to make God's no into a yes. All righty, now, Eve should have said no and went running the other way, or better yet, just got her little hatchet and chopped that thing to smithereens, okay? But she didn't. She didn't go no, all right? So she starts thinking, you know, looks pretty good. You know, I could eat that and I'd still be on my diet. I like that one. How about that one? Or how about, you know, I know God. He didn't really mean no. Listen, when God says no, guess what he means? No. How many of you have ever, I remember telling my kids, N-O means N-O. And they start nagging and pulling all over you. And I'm like, no, I mean, no, no, that's it, no. So really, when God says no, he means no. And when God says yes, he means yes. He's wonderful. He's not that hard. A fifth grader can get it, you know, smarter than a fifth grader. It's not hard to understand God. All right, now, so we've got Eve. She goes and eats of the fruit. And then she gives it to Adam. And this is Adam's chance to say no. That's right. He had a chance to say no, but he didn't. He gave in to Eve. He actually put Eve before God. That's trouble. Okay, and the consequences are they both lost everything. There's consequences when you don't follow the no and you make a no into a yes. Anybody have ever had some consequences? Yes, okay. Now, just imagine, every once in a while I have nothing better to do in my life and I just get these little wingy thoughts like, just imagine if they said no. Oh man, I'd be living in the Caribbean, all right? I'd be eating and playing and joy. They'd be there too. Just imagine if they said no and they followed God's no, all right? But listen, they lost everything. Okay, now, what do you learn from this? No! Okay, but really, if you're taking notes, when you allow your mind to be enticed by what is not the no or not the will of God, you will eventually keep thinking on it, and doing it, right? All right. So here's my example. This is a true story. So we had kind of run up, Jack and I, credit card debt back in the day, and we came to an agreement. We're looking at this, and we're like, man, this isn't good, and if we don't do something about it, it's going to get worse. So, and it wasn't $100,000 or anything like that, but we came to agreement. We sat down, and we looked at this, and we agreed we were going to tighten up. Okay, we were going to tighten up our spending. And we actually set a goal when we were going to pay off that credit card. Okay, lo and behold, it's almost hunting season, and the Cabela's catalog comes to my house. It's more fun to tell a story about somebody else, right? Okay, so the Cabela's catalog, and I'd watch Jax read it on the sofa, read it in bed. Okay? I thought Cabela, and you know what they call it? Dog ears, you know, it's been worn. And next thing I know, there's a package in the mail. A pair of hunting boots. And they started $100. And that was a lot of money for us. Still is a lot of money. Okay. So, why? Because what you think in your mind over and over and over, you're going to eventually do. So it took us a little longer to get the credit card. And of course, you know, I probably had a few nice words to say because I was just so, all right. I want to give you just a nugget of truth. If you want to write it down, you're smart. All right, here you go. No has legs to it. Actually, a preacher friend of mine said that. I wrote it down. I said, I'm going to preach that someday. It was so good. No has legs to it. Open up to Psalm number one. I forgot to give you guys that one. Psalm number one. All right. No has legs, L-E-G-S. That kind of, sometimes they say I have an accent. I said, I do not. Except for if I say some other words. Okay, here we go. No, that's Proverbs 1. Sorry about that, right? It's Proverbs 1. Blessed is the man who who does not. All right. Psalm 1? Psalm 11? Where am I? Psalm 1! This is the revised. Okay, here we go. Blessed is the man who walks not. Not is a no word, by the way. Tell your kids that. Not means no. All right? Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Now, listen. Counsel of the ungodly. It's the wisdom of the world. If you're just hanging out with the world and you're just sucking into all their advice, That's all you do is read their newspapers and you talk to everybody. You have now, and that's your guidance system. That is the wisdom of the world, okay? The counsel of the world, the ungodly. So blessed is a man who walks, no, not in the counsel of the ungodly. And by the way, 9 out of 10 times, their counsel is contrary to the word of God. That should be like red alert on the football field, right? Red flag down. It's going to be contrary to the word of God. The second one's, and now I'm going to say, blessed is the man who walks, who does not stand in the way of sinners. Blessed is the man who has legs and does not stand in the way of sinners. Okay? That means you join with them with their plans. Okay? You join with them when their pursuits. And the last one is, blessed is the man who does not sit, by the way, legs, I'm going to say, in the seat of the scornful. Scornful are people that, I was digging around on that one. It was sort of an interesting word. Prideful people. Pride. Okay? So I said, write this little golden nugget down. No has legs. And that means that you never stay in a place. You never stay in a place. You hightail it out of there where evil abounds. Where there's more evil, not God, contrary to God's word. So the word no has legs. Get the heck out of there, all right? Another thing you can write down. No, some people think it's a hard word to say. By the time your kid hits 2, that is not a hard word to say, all right? But some people think it's a hard word to say, all right? And no, if you say no, it'll actually produce something. It'll actually make you happy. If you learn how to say no, you know, and there's also speaking the truth in love, and there's a whole bunch of scripts I could toss in there. But you start learning to say no, it'll make you happy. Now, maybe once in my entire married career, we would fight, just once, okay? And it usually started, ended up into being this sword fight, you know, where you go tit for tat, because nobody wanted to stop, all right? And I would hear the Lord say, no! Basically, close your mouth. That's enough. I was like, oh. But once I got a hold of that, because, you know, I only had one fight the whole time we were married, all right? I was like, yay, I was much happier, okay? I think, was it Joyce Meyer say, being right isn't always right. I learned that with that one. So I learned to say no. Don't say no more. Don't say no more. That'll make you happy. The last one, let me just say this part. Did you know that no is a universal word? What is it in French? No. What is it in Spanish? No. Yeah. I don't know. German? Nein. Okay. So I was just cracking up while I was sitting there thinking on this. You can go anywhere and say no. God knows no. People know no. We need to say no. All right. Everybody say no. All righty. Now, I'm going to give you 6 points, and we're going to talk about the word no. When to say no, people that didn't say no, that said yes, just 6 of them, all right? First one is going to be found in Judges, chapter 14 through 16. I'm actually going to do what I call the Cashman version. I'm going to condense all these things and tell a story. But have fun. Have fun. Whip out your Bible this afternoon. Go sit on your deck or go sit under the air conditioner or wherever and look and read the story, Judges chapter 14 through 16. And, you know, sometimes when, I start reading the King James, I'm like, okay. So I'll get the Message Bible out, especially when you want to paraphrase a story. And it just puts it in your language, all right? So get a Bible that you just have fun and have fun reading it. Judges chapter 14 through 16. And the person we're going to talk about is Samson. Samson, he should say no. He should have said no to his flesh. So if you're taking notes, say no to your flesh. So that chocolate cake you left downstairs, dang, I didn't say no to the flesh, and I trimmed it a couple of times. Okay, but on a real serious note, let's look at Samson. Samson was a mighty man of God. He was mightily used of God, let me say that. And when the anointing of God came upon his life, he became the superhero, the Hulk. He had super strength, all right? He's the Bible version of the Hulk. So when the anointing of God came on his life, he had this supernatural strength, and he could just wreak havoc with the enemy, the Philistines. I mean, mess up, just cause all sorts of problems. Interesting thing about Samson, he was very respected by the Israelites. He was also called a judge, but I won't get into that. But he was also feared by the Philistines, the enemy, all right? So we got this guy, pretty cool, all right? But Samson had one big problem. He liked women, which today, that's a good thing. You should like women. Guys should like women, all right? All right, okay, say that. Okay, guys, now we're not going anywhere there. And he liked pretty women. Listen, nobody wants a dog, right? We go for pretty. Oh, remember you saw your first wife? Oh, man, just like, okay, so. Anyway, okay. Now, the problem with his big problem is he liked women. He liked pretty women, but he liked pagan women. Pagan women is a foreign woman who is not in the Israelites, and she's not into the covenant. And back when Samson was around, that was the law. That was, you don't go messing around with women that are not of the covenant. All right? So one day Samson says to his dad and mom, "Oh, dad. Mom, I want you to go over to that other nation, the Philistines, and I want you to get that woman that I saw to be my wife." Okay, so his parents said, "What is the matter with you? Aren't there any pretty little Jewish girls you can pick? Huh? Come on." All right, and Samson has a temper tantrum. Have you ever seen kids do a tantrum? Oh my gosh, mine have never did that. They were just so wonderfully perfect. Okay, never in front of the candy. Never, 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 never. Okay. So he throws this temper tantrum and he says, "Dad and Mom, I want you to go get me that woman." Okay? Now, your flesh will have temper tantrums, just like a kid. Your flesh will have temper tantrums, just like a kid. Now, it may not go splat on the floor and kick and cry. But you just kind of back up sometimes when your flesh is, all right? Now, as a parent, how many of you, if you had your kid doing a temper tantrum, especially out in public, all right, what did you say? Stop it. That's enough. And we won't do some of the other things, but basically we were saying, no, that's it, all right? And I'd grab that kid, and man, we were in the bathroom, some private place. Okay? That meant no. And you didn't get no. If you didn't get it, you were going to find out what no meant. All right? And my children are all just lovely and so sweet, so it didn't hurt them. All right? Listen, Samson's parents didn't stop the tantrum. They went and picked out that woman. Okay? Yeah. Now, first of all, Samson. Now, we love to blame our parents. Oh, my parents were screwed up. My parents didn't do this. My parents do that. But the first problem was with Samson. He didn't say no to his, he knew the law. Oh my gosh. And then his parents told him again. So the first problem is we need to say no to self. All right. And don't put the chocolate cake in the refrigerator. It would be better. All right. So he didn't say no to himself. Now, interesting, before, we love correcting other people, but before you can go say no to other people and share all the good news, all the no-nos that you should be doing, you need to work on yourself. You need to work on yourself. It's sort of like who's calling the kettle black, right? All right? Even though they mean well, they want to tell you, and I'm like, ah. So I had, change names, okay. So this gentleman says to another gentleman, how's that? That's pretty good. Hey, I'm really having, I know, I really, I'm learning. Don't put names out there. So this gentleman A says to gentleman B, "I'm really struggling with my flesh. You know, I just kind of," and he just gushed out, "you know, I'm lusting over ladies." And the other guy was like, "Oh, come on, brother, let's pray for each other. Because you know you should not be doing that. You're married. You shouldn't be lusting over women." And you know what? The other guy, he is sucked in on the computer with porn. Okay, now, he shouldn't be doing that. All right, so start working at yourself. Start working on yourself before you start, you know. So was that a nice story or what? Okay. All right, I was like, okay, here's a nicer one. So you're singing, "I want to know you, Lord. I want to know you, Lord. Oh, Lord, I want to know you more. I want you to move in my life. I want to, you're singing with the song. All right. And the Holy Spirit arrests you and says, good. I've been waiting for you to ask. Set your clock 30 minutes early. Get your lovely self out of bed and come on downstairs and get your Bible out, because the word is all about me. Okay, so you're like, oh, yes, because it's like 6 o'clock in the evening. I can do that. You go to bed that night, set the alarm, and that alarm goes off 30 minutes earlier. 30 minutes, oh, my gosh. 30 minutes earlier, and you're like, oh, no, I need more sleep. Or maybe you're one of those brave ones that get up. And then you go, but I need to check my emails. And you're just like sitting on the Bible's over here. You got up early, made coffee, and you're checking your cell phone for everything. All right. All right. Now you have to say no to self. You have to say no to self, especially if God nails you. You've been crying, God, I want to know you. And he tells you, oh, good, good. You have to say no. All right. So everybody say no. By the way, you start saying no, and you start saying no to your flesh, you watch how God uses you. It's just beautiful. It's just beautiful. Now, he still uses, he loves us. Okay. Number two, if you're taking notes, number two, no is not a maybe. Oh, man, kids would just push you on that. No is not M-A-Y-B-E, maybe. All right. First off, no is a God word, right? God institute, no, right? Secondly, if it's a God word, it's a spiritual word. It's spiritual, okay? And the spiritual words are absolute. That's it. I tried telling your kids. Okay, I have another funny story to tell you. All right, now. In Matthew, it says, let your yes be yes and no's be no's. It didn't say let your maybes in there, did it? So let your yes be yes and no's be no's. All right, so people don't like the word no. They think we should have a summit meeting. We should vote on it. All right? All right. Now, yeses is yeses and noses is noes. All right? So when you stand before the Lord, and everybody will stand before the Lord someday. Everybody will stand before the Lord, and he will ask, are you saved? It's either a yes or a no. There's no maybes. Well, I went to my parents' church. I've been feeding the poor. That's where we like to throw in maybes. He's really kind of yes and no's, all right? So the only way you stand before the Lord where he says, come on in, is that you've accepted Jesus Christ. You've asked him into your heart to be Lord and Savior. And that is a yes. That's the right yes, okay? So yes, no's are not a maybe. Everybody agreed, right? No's are not a maybe. All right, back to my message. So we've got Samson. I didn't get lost. Samson says yes to Delilah. Okay, this is the next one. By the way, what was the first one? That didn't turn out good. Then he had a little second thing going on. This is the third woman. Another Philistine. Another Philistine. Okay, and he says yes to her. Now, saying yes to this new one, Delilah, marrying her, did not stop what was going to happen next. Matter of fact, it just kind of dominoed. Everybody, y'all young enough to know dominoes? I said that to some kid, and they're like, what? Dominoes? Yeah, okay. When he said yes, it dominoed, and there were consequences to that sin. There's consequences. So that's that domino. There's consequences. Now, so because what happens is Delilah's folks, her people are the Philistines. And he married a Philistine, for crying out loud. I can't believe he did this again. Okay, so he marries a Philistine, and her people, you know, they're her people. They're like, hey, you got this guy Samson, and he is wrecking havoc in our land. You need to find out how he gets his strength. All right, so Delilah is nagging him. Oh, if you love me, you tell me. Oh, don't you love me? All right, she is just nagging him and nagging him and nagging him. And he decides, now, what he should have said is, no, woman, I'm not telling you. Go back to bed. He didn't do that. What he does is he's afraid to say no. He's afraid to say no. And he starts telling jokes, and then he slaps lies on it. He starts making up this tall tale to Delilah on why he has this strength. And then she goes and tells her folk and stuff. So then she's like, oh, you've humiliated me before all my family because you didn't tell me the answer. Oh, and she just wears him down. And finally he gives in and he tells her, listen, he tells her even though he knew it was wrong. How many of you said the wrong answer and you knew it? You know, did something that you knew it. I knew I shouldn't cut school and go on to the beach and come back with suntan and told my parents that we were just sitting out front on the lunch break. Yeah, right. My parents were smarter than fifth graders. Okay. So first thing, Samson needed to say no to his flesh. That was the first problem. The second problem is he didn't say no to this woman. All right. No. No is a good word. So he wakes up in the morning, his eyes are gouged out, and he's next thing you know, he's thrown in prison, grinding whatever, grain, whatever it's going to say, something. Okay, and it didn't turn out well for him. Now, his last feat, his last big boom, was amazing, all right? And he did more damage to the Philistines than he had did, killed more Philistines than he did prior to anything else. And let me tell you, he was just smashing them all the time. But the problem, because he did not say no, his life was cut short. And listen, the plans God had for him stopped. The plan that God has to use him stopped. Because he didn't say no. God has great plans for us, and we got to get our no's, no's, and our yes, yes. Because not only does it consequence on us, but God's got great plans to use you. So we got to get our no no's and our yes yes. All righty. Number three, if you're taking notes, say no to a wandering mind. 2 Samuel 11:1. Say no to a wandering mind. Okay. Now, David. This is David. David. Like, if I had to pick a story, I'm like, oh, David. 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 Okay. David's a guy who did not say no to a wandering mind, and he was very grieved by his consequences. They're pretty bad consequences. So first, let me ask you, this is not a trick question. David, who was the king of Israel then? David. No, this is, sorry. Move up a little bit. David's the king in 2 Samuel. David's the king. Now, 2 Samuel 11. The following spring, the time of year when the kings go to war, David sent Joab and the Israel army to destroy the Amorites, and in the process, they laid siege in the city of Rabath, and David stayed behind in Jerusalem. Who was the king? What was David anointed to do? David was anointed to go in battle. He was anointed. How'd you like to be anointed? Yeah, we have anointed guys in our military. He was anointed, all right? And so here's the anointed king. Guess where he's supposed to be? In the battle. And David stays home. All right? Okay. Now, so while he's staying home, he's just taking afternoon naps. Now, the only time I take an afternoon nap, two times, Sunday afternoon. Sunday afternoon, you didn't read the small print, is for afternoon naps. And when you go on vacation. Man, you can just pass out on the beach, right? You take naps. Or you're a baby, all right? They take naps. You want them to take two naps a day, all right? So David is staying home, and he's napping, and he's lazing around, and he has too much idle time on his hand. How many of your grandmas said, idleness is the devil's workshop? Anybody grandma say that? All right. Okay, David's got too much time on his hand. He's got too much idle mind going on. Now, that doesn't mean, now I got a flip side on here. That doesn't mean you are working 90 miles an hour every day, because your body is made to rest and you will burn out and you'll get sick. But this was not the case with David. Sorry. No, David, no. All right. David's sitting around and his mind starts wandering where it should not. So one afternoon after he takes a nap, he gets up. Oh, what am I going to do? He looks out and he sees who? Bathsheba. She's taking a bath. She's taking a bath out on her porch. I don't know about that. Okay? It's like you don't have curtains. You cannot wonder here. But anyway, so he's taking a bath and he sees her and his mind starts to wander. Woohoo! And he should have said, no, 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 go this way, okay? He didn't, because the next thing he does, he sends a messenger, knocks on her door, says, oh, the king would like to see you. All right, the king would like to see you. And she obeys the king. Now, just think about this. Just a little side thought. He used his authority as king to get her there. All right? Well, that's not too nice. You're not supposed to do that, by the way. All right, so what happens? David commits adultery with Bathsheba. All right? We've got two married people, and they do the hanky-panky, and that's called adultery. Right? And David, to cover his first sin, has to invent a second sin. And he goes and murders his wife, her husband. All right? Because he didn't say no. Now, the terrible thing about indulging in your flesh, chocolate cake or whatever, all right, is if you start little, it just gets bigger. It's easier to stop the little. Okay? But if you keep doing the little, it gets bigger and bigger, and you have a bigger mess. So it's easier to stop the first time. No. All right? So everybody say no. Now let me tell you about no. No also affects your destiny. And wait, I mentioned a little bit. No affects your destiny and the plans God has for you and other people. No is a very important word. Turn over to Genesis. Now, just write it down. Genesis 6, 7, 8, and 9. The story about Noah. God asked Noah to build an ark. Noah goes ahead and builds this ark, all right? And now, I'm pretty sure this is this monstrosity of a boat, someplace where it's never rained before, and he's building this. I'm pretty sure he caught some attention. Yep, I think he caught some attention. I'm pretty sure everybody had their 2 cents to put in on it, all right? And Noah is freely telling him who told him to build it, why they, he's telling him. And so he gets a lot of criticism, wouldn't you agree? Probably got a lot of criticism and making fun. But you know what? Noah just said no to them. All those people, he said no to them, and he said yes to God. Right? So, interesting. Now, it rains. And, wrong. Noah, they finish the boat, Noah and his family, and they go into the boat, and God shuts that. That's just a funny one to go look up and have fun thinking on that one on a Sunday afternoon. God shuts the door, and for 7 days, nothing happens. It didn't rain immediately. So cool. Okay. And so what do you think those folks are doing? They're probably banging on this. Noah, what are you guys doing in there? Noah, what are you nuts? Come on, Noah. Come on out, Noah. Nothing's going to happen. 7 days, people doing that. Listen, and then it rained. But they're knocking on the door. Okay, but Noah said no to people's opinions, people mocking him. And no, I bet you he had to say no to his brain. A couple times. He said no, and look what happened. Noah and his family. So you talk about destinies. Because Noah said no, there were destinies that happened. Those people that didn't, I'm sure their sign was vacancy, you can come and join us. I'm pretty sure, but they didn't, all right? Another person that said no that had destinies is Abraham. God calls Abram, he's not Abraham yet, he says, I want you to come and follow me. Leave your family, leave your relatives, leave your country and follow me. Now, they're probably close-knit community, all right? It's like when the Cashmans get together, everybody has an opinion here. We are close-knit. We tell everybody what we think, which is lovely. I love it. I know what they're thinking. Okay, so Abraham. Abraham says, hey, God told me to leave. I'm going to leave you guys. I am sure they had some opinions to tell him and criticize him, maybe, all right? And Noah, I'm on Abraham. So hold up the card, Abraham. So Abraham says no to that. And he says yes to God. And thank goodness the destinies that came from Abraham, right? So Noah has destinies, all right? Noah has destinies. Okay, with another two. Joshua and Caleb, that's found in Numbers chapter 13 and 14. 12 spies come back. They give the story of how big and bad it is, all right? Two, Joshua and Caleb said, no to that report, and they were going to follow after God. Okay? And they did. They followed after God. All the rest that didn't follow after God did the, did not enter the promised land. No has a destiny. Joshua and Caleb went into the promised land. They did not. They did not. All right? Okay, let's do the number five, okay? Next one. No says no to traditions. Traditions. I'm going to say slash traditions and what everybody else is doing. Don't you love your kids when they'd say, but everybody else is doing it. But mom, everybody else is going. Everybody else got to do it, mom. All right? So I'm going to put that together with traditions. The one I want to talk about, the woman with the issue of blood. The woman with the issue of blood. By Jewish law, she was not allowed to be in that crowd where Jesus was, the mob. She was not allowed unless she was screaming, unclean, unclean, unclean. And she wasn't doing that. Okay? She was not. She said no to traditions. She said no to the people, the crowd. And she said yes to Jesus, and she received her healing. Okay? So no says no to traditions and what everybody else is doing. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? Peter and John, one time they go and they pray for this guy, and he's walking and leaping and praising the Lord, and then a whole riot breaks out, and the religious bunch grab them and they go, you're not allowed to talk about Jesus Christ anymore. And what did they say? No, we cannot help. We cannot stop telling who Jesus is and what he's done. Aren't you glad they said no? All right. I'm going to leave him the last one here. Paul, the Apostle Paul. I think that was his favorite word. No. No. He said no, and no cost him a lot. There were times no was uncomfortable, okay? But Paul would say no, I love this one. He said they wanted him to stop talking and sharing the gospel, and he said, I am not ashamed of Jesus Christ. All right? He said that was a no. That was a no. And he said, for me to live, to die is gain. He was saying no to even that. All right. So I'm pretty sure if Paul popped in here today, he would just say, hey, Kathy, just say no. Just say no. Because you have destinies, you have places to go, and the blessings to walk in by just a little word called no. Okay, last one here. When do you say no? I promise this is the last one. You say no to the devil, mostly. Well, no, half and half. But you say no to the devil when he wants to remind you of your past. How many of you have a past? Every hand better go up, all right? Or I'm telling, because some of you I know, all right? And I'll put both hands up. Every one of you have a past. And I'll go 20 years go by, and that little devil comes up and he says, oh, you think you're a pastor? Don't you remember what you did? I'll think, shut up. Nobody knows that. They don't. But then I got smart. I said, shut up, no. I'm the redeemed. Jesus Christ died for me, forgave me all of my sins, and my Father God doesn't remember it. So you will have to say no to the devil when he brings up the past, all right? James 4:7, it says, resist the devil and he will flee. No is how you resist the devil. No is how he resists the devil. I don't care if it's with your coworker, your spouse, the chocolate cake, the Cabela's catalog, all right? That's how you resist the devil. You say no. You say no. And then you have to say what God says about you. I'm blessed. I'm amazing. I'm made in the image of the Most High God. My sins are forgiven. I'm holy. I'm righteous. I'm empowered. I'm anointed. I'm just amazing. All right. You know, I say that with a smile. But listen, half of those things I have to say because somebody's trying to remind me that I'm not, and I am. So I have to say no, and I say yes to what God says. I'm the healed. That's another one you have to say no to the devil and yes to God, all right? So let's pray. Let's just close our eyes and pray here. Someone asked me, well, Pastor D, how long do you keep saying no? Until it's not bugging you. Just keep saying it. till either somebody's harassing you or it's just the devil lying to you. You just keep saying it, all right? And you say it. You say it till you just know it. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for opening our eyes to the powerful, amazing little word called no. We ask you that you would help us to see the road of life and the blessings you've promised us, and help us to say no so we can get down that path. Lord, we thank you that after today we will be different in the name of Jesus. And because what you think about is what you'll do. Amen. Eyes still closed. If anybody is here today, yes, you're here today. Sorry about that. Okay. But if you're here today and you have never said yes to the Lord Jesus Christ, to the love that the Father has for you, if you've never said yes and say, Lord, I would like you. I would like to receive you as my Savior. I would like to receive what you've already done, forgiveness. I would like to receive new life, past junk gone. If there's anybody here and say, Pastor D, I've never done that, and I would like today, because today's the day, and not to harden your heart, because someday we will stand before the Lord. And really, the heart of Father is always that everybody would come in. But to come in, you have to receive Jesus. So if there's anybody here, just everybody's eyes closed. I'll remember to open mine, but you guys keep your eyes closed. And if you'd like to receive Jesus Christ as Lord of life, your life will be different. Oh, my gosh. It'll be amazing. Is there anybody here? Just put your hand up, and well, I'll pray with you. Okay. Well, church family, you are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. Everything you set your hand to, you prosper in. And you have been commissioned to go into the highways, the byways, to your neighborhood, to your workplaces, and tell them that God loves them. Amen? All right. I love you. If you would like prayer.